Lesson 15, Part 2. Police Captain Terry Holt is questioning Keith Murray, the driver of the hijacked truck. Let's start at the beginning again, Mr. Murray. How did you lose your truck?
I was making deliveries in Denver. The truck was loaded with TVs, VCRs, radios, you know, electronics.
Uh-huh. So you drove to Denver from the Shine warehouse.
Right, about 10 o'clock, I made a delivery on Lincoln Street.
I'd finished, and I was driving up Lincoln when I saw a coffee shop.
So you decided to stop?
That's right. I stopped to get a sandwich to go.
Go on.
It didn't take me more than 3 minutes. I started walking back to the truck and...
Did you see anybody near the truck?
No, nobody.
So anyway, I decided to make a phone call. I passed a magazine stand, and I stopped to get change.
Okay, then what?
Well, I was talking to my wife when I saw the truck going down the street. I couldn't believe my eyes. I dropped the phone and ran down the street, but they were moving fast. I couldn't catch up.
Did you remember to lock the cab door?
Yes, I always remember to lock it. I'm not stupid.
Okay, okay, take it easy. Can you actually remember locking it this time?
Yes, definitely. I remember putting the key in the lock. The key was all wet and dirty. It was raining, and I had dropped it in a puddle.
What about the door on the other side? Did you remember to check it?
I don't actually remember checking it, but it's always locked, and I never use it.
But you don't remember checking it.
No, not really. Maybe I forgot to check it.
So it could have been open.
Yes, I guess so, but I'd bet anything it wasn't.
So what's your theory?
They must have had keys. They started the engine, didn't they?
How did they get the keys?
Don't ask me. I have no idea. They didn't stop to tell me.